Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome. Good morning. It's the start of a new day. It's a Monday. It's the start of a new week. And we're happy to have you joining us right here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Kristen Kajawa, Mark Pastoria, Eric Dorsch, the whole morning show crew here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Getting ready for Paul in the 6 a.m. hour, leading up to Paul in the 6 a.m. hour, and happy to be here with you. All right, so look, just picked up an article recently, and it was focused on Uber, such an interesting company. What a huge, meteoric rise to levels of success you can't even imagine. And a really cool idea, extremely well executed, that to be able to connect people with other people willing to provide rides and be paid for it. And just, you know, again, the app was amazing, really well executed, and still is, of course. But the article I saw recently focused on, the company has just released its second ever report amid concerns surrounding safety issues associated with Uber. Now, it goes on to say, between 2019 and 2020, Uber saw 3,824 reports of sexual assault, down from 5,981 in the 2 years prior. You know, that's just one example of issues. There's also, obviously, crashes that are a factor. And then you get to things like, you know, that maybe aren't so extreme, but still a factor, and that is just cleanliness of the car, your comfort level when you get in the car, that the driver's on top of things. You know, who do you, this person, you don't really know. And so, you know, it's one of those companies that's kind of a company of our era. This whole idea, now everyone in the app business and starting new companies, you know, it's one of the things you hear in my business, which is accelerating new companies, starting them up and the whole thing. And you hear, I've got the next Uber for ordering pizza, whatever it may be. So it's a great concept, but in practice, it does have issues. Let me first ask you guys, either of you ever used an Uber?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about the, you know, Uber experience?
Well, we're always telling our kids, if you're going to take an Uber, to try to ride with somebody else and just be aware of your surroundings.
Now, see, isn't that interesting? Let me ask you, Mark, if your kid were getting into a ride in a taxi, would you give him the same advice?
I think I would today.
Really?
In these times, I would.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Okay. And not so much a few years ago, but things that we've heard, you just got to be careful and always be alert.
That's interesting. Kristen?
I always associate getting in a taxi in the city. And so your ride is not that far. But if you're taking an Uber, you're going a longer distance.
That's interesting. Do you have you gotten in an Uber by yourself?
I have not ever gotten in an Uber by myself.
Yeah.
No.
Have all your experiences with Uber been generally good?
No.
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 What are the issues?
We've taken lots of Ubers when we travel. And there's been a few that are, like, the driver is a little, makes you a little nervous, or, you know, the car was just filthy.
Right. You know, when I first heard the concept that I were going to be connected to a stranger, unregulated, unlicensed, in their car, again, uncertified, I don't know what the safety record is of that car. It's the Wild West. You have no idea. You're getting into a stranger's car. Now, you know, I think Uber does do some checks and so on, you know, so there's some level of checking that goes beyond just, you know, connecting you to anybody. But still, I don't know. I feel, I use Uber. I've used them, but I do feel more safe getting into a taxi. I do. The cars are more closely regulated, the safety, the drivers, et cetera. Typically, again, I mean, I'm generalizing, but.
Do you feel the same way about Lyft?
Well, yeah, it would be Uber or Lyft, same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, just different brands.
Yeah.
This is I'm not picking on Uber.
Yeah.
Uber happens to be the king of the business, but no, Lyft too. You know, they go on in their report to make the point that, you know, they claim 99.9% of our nearly 3 million daily rides are usually incident free. Now, that on the surface of it sounds good, but when you run the numbers, that means 0.1% are not. When you run 0.1% against 3 million, that's 3,000 incidents a day.
I wonder how many Uber drivers are on the road at any given time.
Well, there's 3 million rides a day, is what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
So it's a great concept.
It is a great concept.
It has to be perfected. And
well, and it depends on how you measure that, Mark. I mean, right. again, if you're measuring right. it as a business person, this is an unbelievable company.
Yeah.
Great, great value in that company. But yeah, well, it's interesting, guys. You know, I just thought I'd bring it to everyone's attention and awareness. You can check out the Uber safety report if you want to on their website. They make access to it. And, you know, just one of those things. It's a topic of our time. And, you know, everybody knows what Uber is. It's one of those brands that everybody now knows. All right. Well, back with more here in a minute on the Pre-W. Smith Show.